Hello and welcome everyone. This is Nitesh Mishra from Federation of Indian Export Organizations, popularly known as FIO, India's apex trade promotion organization. And you are listening to The Voice of Exports, India's first exclusive podcast for Exim community. On this podcast, we bring top performers from the sector who not only inspire but also reinvigorate among you to become one of them.
Friends, in today's talk show, I am joined by Ms. Usha Chaudhary. She is the proprietor of NYSA International, one of the leading ceramic tiles merchandise exporter of this country. And NYSA International is also our esteemed member who is going to discuss the ideas, the opportunities and the challenges and the strategies to tackle them so that the rest of us can learn and take advantage from it. Ms. Usha Chaudhary, can you please first of all introduce yourself and your company with us?
Myself Usha Chaudhary. I'm proprietor of NYSA International. I'm into export since 2011. Major of my products are manufactured in Gujarat. Reason I started the export business was that I had to do something different and unique, because it was okay for me to do routine day-to-day job of in a bank, but I was more adventurous and I had to start something new, and that's why I started my own export business. But initially I don't know which product I should go away with and which product I should select for export, because there are wide range of products. So I just selected and precise to the products which are manufactured in Gujarat. So that is easy for me to go travel, understand the product, understand the product knowledge, specification, and to talk in my local language, Gujarati, so that I can go to the ground level, I can talk to a worker level also, and I can get the right information, knowledge, that has me in my business, whether it's to make pallets for the tiles, whether it is a fumigation service for the pallets, or the tiles certification, quality control, specification, and everything that helps me is to understand the product. That made me more confident to counter questions of the importer, and that really helps me. So that was the first step of my export business, and first order which I received was of tiles in 2011, and thereafter I didn't look back again. After that I added many other products as per the importer requirement, and that is how I grew my business.
Ms. Usha, you have talked about ceramic tiles. Can you please tell me, how have you devised your strategy for the market as product ceramic tiles?
When I started sending online emails to all other countries, to the people, to importers in other country, one of the importers said he required the ceramic tiles because he was into that business, and he said this is the size what he required. So my first step was to understand that particular process, how the tiles and the all the documentation process and the tiles specification. So first I sent it to the importer. He was convinced with the specification, as I customized according to his requirement, because every country has a different taste and every country has a different size and choice as per the country taste. So I just selected as per his requirement. I went to the manufacturer. I discussed all the process and everything. And I first did a shipment of tiles. The main thing was to consider was that how costing, because India is the second largest hub of tiles as of now. Back in 2011, it was on third place after Brazil. Now it's on second place after China. So the thing was that it was easy for me to, because it is near to my, in Gujarat, its manufacturing hub is in Morbi. So easy for me to travel, and as per the order, customer requirement, the price was, price which I quoted was better than the China, because of the ocean freight. I had the advantage because I exported the first to Yemen, nearby country. So that is the requirement, that as per the buyer requirement, I can match all the specifications, cost, logistic cost, and everything. That helps me to convert my first order, and that is how I did the shipment.
One of the biggest questions which comes into mind of an exporter or a budding exporter is how to get a buyer. You told that the process how you got buyers for yourself. What should be your advice to a new exporter in getting buyer from any sector of exports?
Yeah, the first thing is everything is on demand and supply. Export and import is on the demand and supply. So if you are going to export to a country who is already manufacturing tiles, then you will not be able to match the target price. Or if it is your product is sizes different, unique, then that country is not manufacturing, then that importer will take from you. It is all on demand and supply. So you can find the countries which are importing tiles, not only from India or from other countries also. I am just giving an example of tiles. You can go for that for any other product also. You have to first see the country. You have to just find it out which countries have demand of Indian products, XYZ. And you have to study that this country don't have this, the country has to import that particular product. So the thing is to first identify the country, and then you have to start doing the online search, and you can also go into exhibition, business to business meeting organized by few, and that will help a lot, because if that product is not in the country, it has to be imported. But then you have to find the right logistic cost. You have to go into depth. You cannot go like you can get the quotation from one vendor and you are satisfied with that. You have to continuously work on finding the right vendors also, whether it is in logistic, whether it is in manufacturing. So that will help you come to the right cost. That will be advantage compared to the other exporter also. And how best you can meet the buyer's requirement. Because see, whatever right now the factories which are manufacturing is what they are doing regular day to day. But if you, and what the importer is required is not what exactly what is manufactured by the factory. You have to do something to value addition as per the importer requirement. That will help a lot. So you have, for the upcoming import exporters, they have to first understand where is their product the demand in this which all country, and then if you target, it is very easy for you to convert the lead.
You have just now talked about the competition coming from countries like China, suppliers of countries like China. Yes. How did you dealt with such kind of competition coming from suppliers of countries like China?
Yeah, that is the main point, that wherever the Indian market is there, the competition is from China. But like other thing is, like because of the corona right now, the logistic cost has increased a lot, which folded 5 times, 10, 6 times to USA market. Let's say to an example from India to USA, the logistic cost increased. Same way the logistic cost increased for all the countries. So because of this logistic cost increase from China to other countries, like Gulf countries started focusing on Indian products because the logistic cost from China was too high. And whether with the same price, good quality product was with same price and lower price, same quality product they were getting from India. So that is how it got changed. And from China, see, China don't like China is not is into customized a lot, customized according to importer requirement, because they are into bulk production. They will not handle small order and customized orders with less, small quantity. So that is the advantage for Indian exporters, that in India we can make, even we can do shipment of the small order also customized as per importer requirement. So that way we are ahead of China in the customization of in small quantity products. So that is why China is, even now quality of many Indian products is better than China. So they are more trusted on Indian products than so China, because of the mass production, they are ahead in mass production, but they cannot for small customized, India is ahead than China.
How were you introduced to FIO services, Ms. Chaudhary, over a period of time? You have been our member for a long time now. You know about our services. How were you introduced to FIO services?
Yeah, actually I attended a course before starting my export business. So the VAT and the goods, the sir informed us that Jio is a good helping our exporter in many ways, whether keeping up to date knowledge of the current situation in export import business and sorting out any problem of exporter, and keep having it is a platform where you can raise your own voice and you get answer to your all the queries, and that's the way I was introduced, and so I do registration with Federation of Indian Export Organization, so that really helped me in the queries which I faced initially.
Okay, one general question which I'd like to ask, and which is also an important question. What are the challenges faced during exports? Because you are into exports of not only ceramic tiles, into other products also.
Yes. The challenges I faced initially was that I was doing all the work with the help of the agent. So that used to consume a lot of my time, and the knowledge was also not that particular perfect of the agent. So that was the biggest challenge. So I learned everything myself slowly and gradually. I started making documents myself. I started placing the booking online, and I started doing the custom clearance of my own shipping online the ice gate. So the thing was that people were not having the right knowledge in this particular field, because this is more for experience who has already in this field and who is already having experience. That person only can guide you perfectly. But here, because few people just start the work with they just start it with the without any experience, and then they messed up. It's like when recently the GST was launched, no one was able to answer perfectly and everything. So for me to overcome all those things, I slowly and gradually learned all the aspects of my export order, and I started doing myself. So that is how I overcome it.
Looking at the current global scenario, how do you see the exports markets from here now on?
Yeah, again, global scenario right now, that is because of this economic crisis all over the world, and mostly particularly in Africa and certain small countries. I can see the Sri Lanka and everything. Sri Lanka and other countries, the way the exporter has to deal with is the same like before I stated, that it's all on demand and supply. Which product is in demand in the country, they have to import whatever it may be. Like small countries cannot manufacture tiles, you know, and other countries where India has to import the crude oil. So same way is all on the demand and supply, but you have to look up for the new market, and you have to go, if you want to explore new market, you have to travel to that country, and you have to get the knowledge, and you can make you can customize according to that requirement that you can, so you can open yourself to the new market. So you have to do the study of the particular country before, and accordingly, if you do here in, if you make it in India, then of course there is no limit. You can export anything from India.
What is the advice that you would like to give to companies similar to yours, who are in general looking to export from India in products like ceramic tiles and other products which you are exporting?
You have to find a right vendor. If you are a mother, you have to find, if you are not a manufacturer, you have to find a right vendor, like right logistic company, and you have to have in-depth study of all the products that you can answer anytime. Whether it's related to logistics or whether it's related to specification of the product and everything. And you have to continuously learn, because even in all the industry, daily changes are coming up. It's not that what you was 10 years back, if you work with today with the same thing and same manufacturing, you are out of the system. So continuously you have to learn about the new products which are coming. You have to develop the new products which are already existing in the international market. Same you can develop in the Indian market. You can be same the machinery also can be imported, and same product can be developed which is already is in demand in other country and is not manufactured in India. So what are the currently exporter, what I would like to suggest is that you have to gain the knowledge and depth information of the entire from the start to the end, entire cycle. That when you have the entire knowledge of the particular process, you can customize that, you can do the reduction cost wise also, you can reduce, and that will help you to convert the order, because everything is on cost and everything is on the quality. So both, if you take care of it, you will anyhow to continuously learn the current situation and how to develop the new strategies, and that will of course will help you to be ahead in the market. So everything should be in your control.
Thank you so much, Ms. Chaudhary, for sharing this insightful knowledge for the benefit of our exporters and members.
Voice of Exports podcast by FIO aims to provide important information and views on foreign trade, especially on exports, which will help both Indian exporters and importers. Any statements made by an exporter, importer or an exporting-importing company in this podcast as guests reflect the views and opinions of that individual or the company. This podcast does not constitute an endorsement by the FIO of the individual or the company, his or her or its employer or affiliated entity. The specific information or views provided, resources mentioned, or products or services endorsed or offered by that individual or the company, his or her or its employer or affiliated entity. FIO assumes no responsibility for the accuracy, completeness, or timelines of the information provided by the guest or the company in this podcast, or for the decisions made and reliance on any information provided by the guest or the company in this podcast. We thank you for listening to this first ever episode of Voice of Exports podcast service brought to you by the FIO. For more information on how you can start exporting, please visit our website www.fio.org.